Well, in the city, there's been fairly mixed reaction to the Chancellor's budget and, of course, earlier controversy too, with the London Evening Standard announcing details of Mr. Osborne's speech before the Chancellor had even got to the dispatch box. Let's get the thoughts of our man at the trading floor of Alpari, James Hughes. James, what's the general city reaction? And also, more interestingly, what happened when that front page of the Evening Standard appeared?
The Evening Standard showed their front page basically telling everyone what the Chancellor was going to say before he even stood up. If you were savvy and quick enough, you could have made a quick buck out of that one, but I'm not sure too many people would have been. We always look for those growth forecasts as the first thing, and the fact that they've been halved is a real shocker, and that's what the markets looked at first. Now, we didn't get so much in the way of a reaction. We saw the pound move up, then back down again, and we saw the FTSE move up and then back down again. The markets do see this as more of a political thing than anything else.
And a lot of people will be happy with the new personal tax allowance being raised a year earlier.
This was expected to come in 2015, that limit raised to when you start paying tax. That's now going to come in 2014. That's more money in everyone's pocket, so that's, of course, a positive thing. And, of course, we've got more help for first-time buyers and those getting on the property ladders. There has been some kind of a reaction in construction shares and those house builders. We've seen a movement higher in those today. But overall, it has been a mixed bag.
Corporation tax going down to 20% by 2015, that also is a plus, I would have thought, for a lot of businesses out there.
The government has been talking about helping small businesses for a long time now, and the fact that they're moving on with this, doing something with corporation tax again, of course, is a positive thing. The income tax point, again, is more money in people's pockets. We're helping first-time buyers. It's going to be seen as a budget, which is fairly good news for Joe Public. We're going to get a little bit more money in our pockets. Whether George Osborne will get another chance at this a budget is yet to be seen.
It depends on how badly or how well the Conservatives are doing in the polls.
The big thing the Chancellor always said at past budgets and autumn statements, and ever since he came to power, was holding on to this AAA rating, and he lost that. And of course, he's been hounded for it, but they did have an impossible job when they came into power, not to stick up for them in any way, but of course, the world economy is struggling, has been struggling for a long time. So it was always going to be a time when there was going to be pain for everyone. Whether you think they've done a good job in making things better or done the best of a bad situation, of course, we won't know until we actually vote in a general election. Even though he hasn't done necessarily a terrible job, the chance of him being in there for much longer, I don't think are that great.
So generally, marks out of 10 for budget 2013 for Mr. Osborne from James Hughes are?
I think we'd give him, in terms of money in the pocket, I think we'd give him a nice 7 out of 10. In terms of the economy, I think we have to look at those halving of those growth forecasts and go down a bit lower around the 3s or the 4s.